You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jimmy Fritz, president and co-founder of Kennedy Blue and Wedding Shop Incorporated. Mr. Fritz, a pleasure to have you with us on the program today.
Thank you.
So tell us, Mr. Fritz, what made you start Kennedy Blue and become the president of Wedding Shop Incorporated to get things started today?
Sure. Yep. I'll start with Wedding Shop because that's been around for 40 years. It was a family. Parents started in 1977. They saw an issue where people would go to weddings and they'd be, where do I buy this and where do I buy that? And there was no store at that time, or there wasn't any really stores in Minnesota for sure, that had everything under one shop. So they started the one-stop wedding shop and obviously been very successful with that. And over time, I just was working in the business and I kind of worked my way up. I like the challenge. I like the day-to-day of business. So I just got all the way up to be the president of the wedding shop. And it was, and actually now I'm the CEO of the wedding shop. And so that's kind of my story with that. And Kennedy Blue was spun out as a private brand at Wedding Shop. And it was kind of the same type of story. We just, customers would come in and have a lot of frustrations with, they would come in, try bridesmaid's dress on. A lot of the styles and the designs were all kind of, a lot of this happens in a bubble in New York. And so the styles weren't right. The fit of a bridesmaid's dress, this is like the worst idea I think I could imagine. But a lot of them are European sizing. So if you're normally like a size 8, the bridesmaid's dress you wear is going to be like a size 14. So as you can imagine, most you know, people don't want to be told they're a bigger size than they normally are. And on top of that, there just wasn't a lot of dresses available. So you would come in, you'd have one size. It would be two sizes bigger than our consultants would have to use tape measures and whatnot to try to get everything accurate. And if there was an issue or problem, a lot of times the designers would say, too bad, so sad. So we said, let's just flip this thing around. We know all the problems. So Kennedy Blue, regular sizing, multiple sizes in the store to try on. And then when we separated as a website, as a separate company, now we ship dresses to customers directly in their size and color for a $10 fee. And it makes everything so much easier. Their alterations costs are less. We don't have all the overhead because we're really diligent about how much we're spending and what's important to our customer versus, you know, designing the stuff in a bubble, spending $100,000 or whatever. I mean, they spend so much on photo shoots and some of this marketing that doesn't really even matter. And we just pass all that on to the customer so we can get stuff in customers' budgets with their feedback. And then we're just constantly making changes. So that's how Kennedy Blue came to be.
And how did you come up with new business strategies and business development to assist in your business growth?
So I'm pretty simple. I like to just go right to the customer. So just ask them, like, what is going on? And, like, what could we have done to make your experience better? And then based off of that, you know, we make an action plan. So when customers are coming to us and saying, you know, what we just surveyed a bunch of customers, one of their questions is the quality of Kennedy Blue dresses, because they come to the website and they just don't know. And so they start seeing things, oh, these are a little bit more affordable. Are they cheap? And so simply, this really doesn't cost me any money. I just have to be able to articulate in the copy of the website at Kennedy Blue, you're getting a high quality dress at an affordable price, and here's the story and why it happens. And so, I mean, that's a really simple example and it's a pretty easy one to correct. But when we get that information, we're making smart decisions with our time because it has big impact on revenue a lot of times versus just sitting in our bubble then and just saying, well, what do we think we should do? Let's try that. And then it doesn't work because the time is your biggest enemy. So, you know, survey is a big one. I'm not saying we don't follow the industry and spend time looking at competitors. But generally speaking, if you just listen to what your customers problems are, and like really the problems, open-ended questions, not give me a scale on 1 to 10, or here's the three answers. Like, just tell me what your biggest frustration is with your wedding, and can we address that, yes or no?
And Jimmy, taking that a little further, what are your latest strategies and developments that you've rolled out that have been successful for your company? Certainly would like to hear about that.
Sure. I think the biggest thing that, and this isn't just like my business, this is, I think, like one of the biggest issues in the business community, is we are really going through right now and almost like reforming our whole marketing and sales, really like breaking down a lot of the silos of the marketing people do this, they get likes on Facebook, and the salespeople close everybody. And then what ends up happening is the salespeople are like, our leads are crummy. And the marketing people are like, yeah, well, if the salespeople would just follow what I told them to do, you know, and not discount, we would have hit our numbers. And so, yeah, we're really spending a lot of time right now going through and, you know, putting a process in place so that I can go get a really, I can take a good, highly motivated person right out of college. Because one of the other challenges, a lot of the colleges aren't really teaching on the digital marketing side of things, because the curriculums take forever to get caught up. And you know, I just found this out, it takes 6 to 9 months every time the curriculum changes, plus they got to get new books. So we have to be training these people in-house, and I can't just go out and get an expensive person, because a lot of times they're not trained properly either. So we're actually starting from the ground up, training people the way that it needs to be, giving them all the tools and resources on how they can actually be successful, and it will drive, you know, top line revenue if that's happening. So I'd say that's probably the latest strategy that we're using, and the latest strategy I would say most companies need to address. And it's actually pretty simple if you think about it, because like if you ask companies how many people are doing their marketing internally, a lot of them will raise their hand and they'll struggle with it. And then you should ask them how many are doing their taxes. Like, no, but that's what you hire the accountant for. So like, why would you do your, if you don't know how to, marketing is probably if not more complicated than accounting, because the marketers have to be responsible for the technology a lot of times and the strategies, versus accounting, like you probably just use QuickBooks in most cases. And so you just need to know the tax laws and whatnot. So I'm trying to think about it like that, where like you need to be prepared in handling this stuff. So if you're going to have it done in-house, that these people know what they're doing.
And I think that approach is very, very wise. Today we're joined by Mr. Jimmy Fritz, president and co-founder of Kennedy Blue and Wedding Shop Incorporated, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Fritz, have you encountered struggles leading up to the position that you hold now? And if so, what were those challenges and how did you overcome those issues?
Yeah, I've had lots of struggles. I mean, there's always constant struggles. I like that. Actually overcoming the struggle and knowing like why the problem exists is probably something I've gotten pretty good at. And it's not really a problem unless I just keep doing the same thing. But probably the biggest challenge that I struggled with, and even still somewhat struggle with, is you try to do too much and then you do stuff that you're not good at. So really at one point, like when we were doing our best, I was really just focused on growth at the company. I was like, how do I get more sales in the door? And then somebody else was helping all the production side of things, like shipping the boxes and you know, making sure the customers are happy. And then when I actually took on the president role, that's why the title actually switched to CEO, is now I'm responsible for all of these things. And really what I was good at was driving growth, but I didn't go out and hire somebody to do that because I was like, well, it's a lot of money to find somebody and you don't, you know? And so, yeah, I feel like that's a struggle with me, and I'm sure it's a struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs. It's like, how much can you take on and what are you actually good at? Because as your company gets bigger, at some point, like you can't do everything and you have to have a system and people in place to do that. And it's very good investment to invest in the right team and the right process before you make that mistake.
Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to becoming a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, yes, I do. I think it comes down to one specific thing. Not a lot of entrepreneurs I know are highly motivated, and I can definitely see some patterns. Like they're definitely more in like the impatient, like let's get it done and take the risk. But I mean, I know a lot that aren't like that too. So I don't think there's like a quality, like an actual attribute like that. What I find is, I know a lot of people that are like in their 9-to-5 jobs and they're like, I want out and I have this idea and I could do it better than my company. Right. And then what happens is I say, great. Like, here's all this. It's not really that hard to, like, you can create an LLC pretty easily. You know, most people are usually working like 40-ish hours, 45 hours in a 9-to-5 job. So they come home and they have 8 hours a night or whatever until they go to bed. And so they just don't sit and do it. And so like most people just don't execute on that next level. And that's why. And some people do. And I can tell you, like, I know lots of entrepreneurs that are really smart. And I know lots of entrepreneurs. I'm one of them. I was a C student in college. It's not like I'm smarter than the next person, but I just went out and hustled and did it. And sometimes I worked a lot of hours, but you can make it work if you just do that.
Good stuff there, and really appreciate your sharing that. In conclusion, if you had one piece of advice to someone just starting out, what would that be?
The current strategy I was talking about earlier, which is that digital, I don't even want to call it digital marketing because it probably has a bad name. It's going to lead people down the wrong path. Create a digital sales and marketing process. You, like I said, you wouldn't go out and do your own taxes because that's what accountants do. But so many people want to run their own marketing because they don't want to spend the money for an agency, because a good agency probably is going to cost them $10,000. So they're going to make shift stuff. They're going to say, oh, I'm just going to hire a kid out of college and have them run my social media. That's probably not going to yield you a return on investment. That's very good in a lot of cases. Or I'm going to get an agency that I'm not going to pay that much to because and they might not know what they're doing. So you can do it internally. You just got to get all your stuff figured out. And so get the training. Like there's good courses like Market Motive, Digital Marketer, HQ, that like, have all these curriculums done for you. So go get a highly well-skilled, motivated person. Get some goals set up. Say, we need to sell more money because now you're like a salesperson. Right? Let them build the funnel. But spend the money training those people, because the real cost is going to be your loss of time with them not getting stuff done the way it should be. Or the money you're actually paying the actual person. The training is very, very affordable. You know, there's lots of different options. And they can do it just by reading blogs and stuff too, but kind of like getting it into like a curriculum or a course where they can like have step one, step two, I can log in as the boss and see that they accomplish something. That's what you need to do.
Well, Mr. Fritz, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for sharing that last piece of advice and also sharing your journey. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can listeners be in touch as well?
Yeah, so weddingshopinc.com is the wedding shop's website. It's SHOPPE, so it's a little confusing, but that's our main website. We sell all the wedding product there. Or kennedyblue.com, that's where the bridesmaids are.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Fritz, it has been our pleasure to have had you. We certainly wish you all the best and continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Jimmy Fritz, president and co-founder of Kennedy Blue and Wedding Shop Incorporated. And the websites of reference, weddingshopinc.com, as well as kennedyblue.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.